Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning because you are so good to us. Thank you, God, for giving us another time on radio to meet with your people. Thank you, Father, Lord, because this world will heal every broken-hearted. This world will give salvation to all those who are under the power of darkness. Lord, this world will bring liberation to all those who are under the power of the devil. Lord, I pray this world will give hope to the hopeless this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that all those who are sick through this word, Father, they shall be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that, Father, at the end, help us to inherit the eternal kingdom. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm happy to meet with you this morning again. I want to thank God who actually has made it possible for you and I to be alive up till now. I thank God because no matter what is happening around us, Jesus is Lord. No matter what is happening in your life, no matter what is happening in your family, no matter what is happening in our environment, no matter what is happening in Nigeria, I want you to know that Jesus is Lord. And the same Jesus will help us. He will see us through in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us all be God-minded in everything we are doing, and let us focus on Jesus, who is able to give us the miracle of our life. And it shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, we've been talking for some times on divine rest, and we are talking on the secret of divine rest. This morning, by the grace of God, I'll be sharing with you on steps to find rest in God. Now, I know we need rest. Now, I know there's a rest that God has promised for you and I in the Word of God. You know, and I know that, you know, God already has given us this rest the moment you give your life to Jesus. Jesus Christ said, you know, he said, come to me, all those who are heavy laden, who are in the state of unrest. He said, I will give you rest. So once you are born again, you know, is the beginning, is the journey into God's rest, you know, is the journey to financial rest, is the journey to spiritual rest, is the journey to every form of rest in your life. And that is why you cannot compromise. You know, you're giving your life to Jesus. It is so important. This morning, as I have said, we'll be looking at, you know, steps to find rest in God. And the moment you can follow me this morning, the moment you can take, you can write down all these points that I'm sharing with you, I am sure, you know, there shall be peace in your body. Every trouble in your life, they will go forever and ever in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26. I want us to look at verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is still on thee, because he trusted in thee.
So, our peace, our rest come from God. I think I've shared that one with you. That our peace doesn't come from people. Our peace doesn't come from government. Our peace, I want you to know this morning, that our rest come from God. The Bible says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. So it means there are various types of peace. There's one, you know, called human peace, that human peace can give to you. There's one that, you know, friend can give to you. There's one that prayer can give to you. But this one that God gives to you is a perfect peace. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, you have this peace. Why? Because you trust in God. So number one thing that brings peace to our life is when you trust God in everything. When you trust God in everything, you trust Him for everything. You trust Him in every area of your life. You know, when you put trust in God, He will support you. When you put trust in God, He will lift you. When you put trust in God, He will help you. You know, Bible says, woe unto him that put his trust, you know, on the arm of flesh. The more you trust in man, you will fail. You know, put your trust in God. Let God be your trust. Let God be your trustee. You know, so Bible says, you know, anyone that put his trust in God will have perfect peace. This morning I pray and I prophesy to your life, may perfect peace be your portion. May the peace of God enter into your heart. May the peace of God enter into your home. All these battles that you are fighting over the years, you know, you are having rest today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every enemy that surrounds you, that are giving you unrest, I pray that God will silence them in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, you must put your trust in God. In the book of Psalm 16, I want us to look at verses 1 and 2. Verse 16, verses 1 and 2.
Preserve me, O God, for indeed do I put my trust. O my soul, thou said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee.
Hallelujah. So, trust in God brings preservation. When you put your trust in God, no wonder, you know, Daniel put his trust in God. And God preserved him. From what? From the lions. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego put their trust in God. What happened? God delivered them from the burning furnace. Can you see now? Now, David put his trust in God. You know, he was able to put down Goliath. Excuse me. The Bible says, preserve me, O God, for indeed do I put my trust. When your trust is in God, you are preserved. One of the agencies of your preservation is to put your trust in God. Not in juju, not in man, not in any fetish power. No, they can't help you. But let your trust be in God. So it happens, I put my trust in God, you know, and that is why you can't be moved. In that Psalm 16, let's read verse 8 together. Psalm 16, verse 8.
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Now, I can't be moved because I am on God. Who can move Luma Mountain? Nobody. You know, he said, I have said the Lord always, always before me. That the Lord is leading me. If he leads me, he will direct me. If he leads me, he will provide for me. If he leads me, he will guide me. Let, you know, put your trust in God. Put your trust in God and everything will be well. Number two thing, you know, how you can find rest in God is allow him to lead you. Allow God. Now, who is leading you? Some people is their common sense. Some people, you know, is their friends. Some people is one type of power leading them. You know, the moment you allow God to lead you, he will lead you well. God will lead you into his peace. Sometimes he will be leading you and yet there will still be problem. Still release yourself. I want you to know that Job, he was telling Job. Job said, even though he's killed me, even though he's slaughtered me, yet I will still trust him. Now, probably what is happening right now to you is not palatable. It's not okay. It's not good. Excuse me, don't remove your trust for him to lead you. Why? Because at the end of the day, you will give glory to God. At the end of the day, you will shout hallelujah. You know, so allow God to lead you. Allow his word to lead you. Allow his word. Allow him to lead you. Allow his spirit to lead you. Bible says in Romans chapter 8, in verse 14, it says, as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Excuse me, let God lead you. Let his word lead you. The people that God are leading, they are people who will be successful at last. They are the people that will make it at last. So, if you want rest in your life, let God lead you. Let him lead you in the area of your marital life. Eh? Don't just marry anybody. No. Let him lead your business life. Let him lead you every day, you know, on your business. When he leads you, you know, he will open doors for you. Let God lead you in your career. Let him lead you. Eh? He is interested in you. He is interested in your result. He wants your life to be better than this. Thank God for the level you are. But you know what? You can still move higher if you allow him to lead you. In Psalm 23, verse 3. Psalm 23, verse number 3.
He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Can you see now? He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. When God is leading you, the way you will know that he's leading you is because it will be according to his word. on a just path. You know, when God is leading you, it should not be contrary to his word. God cannot walk against his word. Mm-mm. A house that is divided against itself shall fall. So when God is leading you, he leads you according to his word. That is why the word and the spirit, they are the same. They work together. So, what am I saying this morning? Is that allow God to lead you. Now, the third thing I want to share with you this morning, you know, on steps to find rest in God, is that you must give all your worries to God. Before then, I see you after this time out.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Are you under satanic affliction or bondage? Are you sick and need urgent divine intervention? Or are you weak or depressed? Just take a bold step of faith as you join us every Sunday in our Jesus the Doctor program, an interdenominational one-hour program. We start by 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta, Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. Make Jesus your doctor today and be free. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. 080-338-55927. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to thank God because I know that God is blessing you and I through this word this morning. These are lively words. These are gracious words. These are words that God is sending to you. And I want you, you know, to believe them and to know that you must have rest. This is a time that your rest will come. This is a time that all these, your problems, you know, this your battle has come. This is a time I want you to know that your sorrow, your fear, and your bondage must come to an end. Are you following me now? Every sorrow in your life, you know, as you are hearing this word, as you are hearing this wonderful word of God, every sorrow, every fear, and every hard bondage must come to an end. I know there are people listening to me. You are into one battle of life. You are into one war in your heart. But I know that as you hear this word, that everything in your life that will be quietless, every struggle in your life is coming to an end. What am I saying this morning? We are talking on steps to find rest in God. And I say number one is that you must trust in God. And number two, that you must allow him to lead you. Now number three is that you must cast all your worries unto him. You must give God all your worries. You know, when you transfer your worry to God, you won't worry again. Some people, they can worry. They are full of worries. They worry over everything. You know, small thing like this, it will trigger them. But you know what now? You know, you must cast all your worries unto God. You must. You know what the Bible says in Psalm 127? Psalm 127, when you look at verses 1 and 2, yes.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep.
Hallelujah. Some people worry to themselves, they can't sleep. Worry neutralize or destroy their sleep. They'll be rolling on the bed. Why? Because they are full of worries. For you listen to me this morning, it has come to an end. The thing that is giving you insomnia, that is not allowing you to sleep, to rest as you ought to. Today, I bring an end to it in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some people that even though they are on the bed, but their heart is full of unrest. Therefore, they can't sleep. You know? So, Bible says, except the Lord build the house, let God help you. See, you can't help yourself. You know? God is your helper. You know what David said? He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence my help comes from. He said, my help comes from the Lord. Let God be your helper. Let him help you. You know, Bible says that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. That what? That build it. They labor in vain. Many of us, you know, we think we can do it on our own. We think we can help ourselves. And it's not possible. We depend upon ourselves. We have self-reliance. Excuse me. The reason why you are worried because you are self-reliance. You must be God-reliant. You must put God, you know, in focus. You must put God in focus. So, you know, cast all your worries unto God. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, let's read verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Yes.
Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
Wow. That's just a simple thing. He said, casting. How many cares? All. Any care you don't cast to God becomes a problem. So right now, I can tell you, I have cares, but I don't have problems. Because I have cast all my cares upon the Lord. So it's no more problem to me. But the care you don't cast to God becomes a problem. You know, you'll be carrying it. You see a 30-year-old girl who will look like 60-year-old. Why? Because of problem. He never cast those problems to God. You know, he said, casting all your cares unto him. Why? He loveth you. You know, he cares for you. God really cares. God really cares. He really cares. God really cares. He cares for you. God really cares. He really cares. God really cares. He cares for you. What are you going through this morning? What is your situation this morning? Why are you depressed like this? What are you going through? I have a message for you this morning. Cast those cares upon the Lord. Is it your welfare? You have not paid your rent. You are yet to pay all your bills. The bills are mounting every day. You cannot even eat at all. No money to eat. Somebody is sick in your house. You don't even know what to do. Hear me. You can't kill yourself. God is able to help you. This morning, I ask God to come to your case. This morning, I pray God to help you. I know you have been struggling all these years. I know things are not the same thing with you. I know you are even thinking of killing yourself. Excuse me, no. Don't do that. Why? Because there's somebody that cares for you, and that is Jesus. He cares. You know, the things that you are here to tell him, tell it to Jesus. Tell that thing to Jesus. Tell that problem to Jesus. He can handle it for you. I'm telling you. You know, he can handle it for you. You know, are you weary? Are you worried? Are you downcast? You know, Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden. I will give you rest. Hey, why? Because he is the Prince of Peace. He's the author of our peace. He can help you. You know, cast it to God. He is able. He is able. He is able. Let's see another scripture in the book of Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse number 5.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Let me read again.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Commit your ways unto God. How do you do that? By prayers. Anything you have prayed to God is in God's hands. They say when a case is in court, you don't discuss it again. Why? It is in court. Also, when you commit something to God, it is no more in your hand. So that problem, that care, it is passed on to God. He says, commit your way to God, eh? And he will bring it to pass. He will give you solution. He will give you what you desire. I see God helping you this morning. I see God meeting your need this morning. Even look at the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. Let's read verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Yes.
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?
So why do you kill yourself? Why do you allow thinking like this? Your thought is now so evil. You know, he said, take no thoughts about what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will hear. Go and read that place in the Bible, or everything. That's Matthew 6. Read from verse 1 to the end. You know, if you being evil, Luke was saying that, know how to give good gifts to your children. He said, how much more God? Yeah, I mean, people love God. God is for you. He's not against you. God is for you. God is with you. God is in you. So put your trust in God. You know, even in Philippians 4, in verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, yes.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Be careful for nothing. But he said, but in everything, in your prayers, your supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, not to man. You know, because man is limited. Man cannot help you. Man cannot give you the healing you want. Man cannot deliver you from bondage. Man cannot meet your needs. Man cannot. So, let God know about your problem. Let him know. Let him know. Prayerless people, they are worrisome people. People that can't pray, we worry. Somebody said, why worry when you can what? When you can pray. The reason why you are worrying is because you cannot pray. And number four step to find rest is you must be close to God. Acquaint yourself with God. Intimacy with God. Intimacy with God. You must have intimacy. Let me give you a Bible scripture there. Job 22:21, yes.
Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee.
Now, be acquaint yourself with him. You be at what? At peace. So, when you've moved with God, you are moving to peace. That's why you must go to church. That's why you must, you know, be born again. That's why you must know God. Knowing God is knowing peace. Knowing God is knowing rest. Are you following me now? Knowing God is knowing peace. Then the last thing today, because my time, you know, it's off. You know, the last step today is total obedience. If you want to rest from God, obey God. Obey God. You know the reason why you're not having rest? You don't obey God. You don't obey His word. The moment you don't obey Him, you will still not have rest. If you want to have rest, obey God. Jeremiah 7:23. If you obey God, rest will come. If you don't obey Him, you will not have rest. Yes.
But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you.
Walk in the ways I have commanded to you, that it may be well with you. I pray for you this morning, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. Obey Him. You know, when you look at 1 Samuel 15:22, we saw Saul there. Saul did not obey God. He didn't obey God fully. Partial obedience or no obedience. You must give God full obedience. 1 Samuel 15:22, yes.
And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
You can't bribe God with your fasting. You can't bribe God with your giving. Obey Him. For God to accept you, you must what? Obey. So Saul, God told him to go and do a work for him, to go and destroy the Amalekites. But he said, destroy everything. But he conserved some things. God demands total obedience for you. And finally, Acts 5:29.
Then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
I tell you, you ought to obey God rather than men. Obey God rather than your parents. Obey God rather than your friends. I commit you to God this morning that this word will work in your soul, and it will work in until you give me testimony about your rest. I will see you tomorrow in church. The Lord be with you. Tomorrow will be a wonderful day because we are having a special program in church. Come for your healings. Come for your deliverance at Christian Dominion Network Ministry. When you come, I will welcome you myself. God bless you. Right now, be on your knees. Start to pray. Say something to God. God be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. Or visit our website at www.cdnfi.org.ng. www.cdnfi.org.ng. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Son,
everything I once said.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.